This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. It is the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, is it time for me to move on? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been in a relationship with my fiancé for 3 years. In the beginning, everything was great, but things have taken a turn for the worse. She has hit me on 2 different occasions, and it startled me because I have never raised my hand to her or even been mad enough to hit her. Lately, she has been pointing out my flaws, and to add insult to injury, sex is like a foreign concept to her. She has no desire to have sex with me now, no matter how many different ways I try. I have women that flirt with me daily, but when I'm around my fiancé, it's like I don't exist. We have been living together for the past 2 years, and she doesn't work, so I am responsible for all of the bills. I bought her a new car, and I do the very best I can to take care of her, and she won't even cook breakfast or dinner anymore. She won't hold my hand in public, so hugging or kissing her on the cheek is out of the question. When we're at home together, she is constantly on her phone scrolling on social media, watching videos, and looking at pictures. I'm only 34 years old, but I feel like my happiness is passing me by. I would hate to leave her since we are planning a wedding, but I cannot spend the rest of my life like this. Is there anything I can do to get this relationship back on track? This is supposed to be my forever love. Please help. Okay, first, stop the wedding plans right now. Just stop making plans because you guys aren't ready. I mean, this is a relationship that's going nowhere right now. How things are right now is how things will be. And they could get worse unless you guys get some help, some problems. I don't know. This relationship looks hopeless to me. I mean, think about it. If she's hitting you now before you get married, what do you think is going to make her stop after the marriage? I mean, I don't condone violence when men hit women, and I certainly don't condone violence when women hit men. That needs to stop. If she's not, giving you sex right now, and she has no desire to have sex with you right now, what makes you think that's going to change? You are 34 years old, and you're definitely right. You're not happy, and your happiness is passing you by. She's on social media constantly. She's not into the relationship at all. She doesn't even cook with you for you anymore. It sounds to me like she's checked out of the relationship. So how do you get it back on track? I don't know, because she's already gone, it seems. You're responsible for all the bills. She doesn't work. You sound like a good man, a decent man, and you certainly deserve better. This relationship looks very, very hopeless to me. To get it back on track, I mean, there are things you could do, of course, like get some counseling for one. But I just don't see this relationship going anywhere. You, Steve, what do you think?
Hell no. Mm-hmm. What is this letter for?
I don't see it.
Dog, first of all, let me just get with the fact that he how old?
34.
That's it.
Yeah.
What? You ain't got no kids. You ain't married. Mm-hmm. Boy, run.
Get out.
Get away from this heifer.
Yes.
This is not what you want. Mm-hmm. This letter right here is nothing good in the letter.
Nothing.
This letter go to hell soon as he start talking.
Yes.
You've been with your fiance 3 years. In the beginning, everything was great. Mm. Ain't it always?
Always. Just
in the beginning, what in the beginning ain't been right? That's how it began. Mm. That's why it began, because it was wonderful. But things have taken a turn for the worse. She has hit me on 2 different occasions, and it started, and it startled me because I've never even raised my hand to her and been mad enough to hit her. Okay, let's go over this line again.
Mm.
She hit me on 2 different occasions, and it startled me.
Yeah, she knocked him out.
Let's just go on and say what this is.
How hard?
She done slapped your ass so hard it scared you.
How hard did she slap him?
cuddle is a letter writing terms. She slapped you so hard, she scared your ass.
Is it a startled sound?
It went like this.
One more time.
This happened. It went. And the second time she slapped you, you double up. You didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
So you didn't startle. She scared you.
Uh-huh.
Let me just say this, and I'm not going to belabor this point right here. You in for a series of more ass whoopings. Just want you to know
yeah,
that.
It's starting already.
They just started.
Yeah.
You done it twice, she going to fire off on you again. All right, now let's move on. Okay. Lately, she's been pointing out my flaws, and to add insult to injury, sex is like a foreign concept to her. She has no desire to have sex with me now, no matter how many different ways I try. Okay, right there.
Yeah.
We out. Why are you, you're 34. When I was 34, I had to have sex all the time.
All the time.
Even when I ain't wanted. I felt a strong obligation to have it. If you ask me, I just said yes. I didn't have to like you. You ain't really got to be my type. You ain't really even got to be all that damn attractive. I was 34. I had to unload this somewhere.
Wow.
Because the backup was in 48 hours. In 48 hours, I had accumulated enough backup where it was starting to make my eyes hurt.
Did women ask back in the day like that at 34?
I you thought were 34? You did.
Oh, okay.
Like if I walked past and you looked at me, I assume you must want me. So I turned around and asked you, what's up? You know, you looking over here. I'm in this mall. I'm broke. I ain't got no house. Well, you won't sleep together?
Yeah. Why do men always think that, though?
Why? Because I'm homeless.
That's the first thing they think.
I want to sleep with you because you probably got a bed somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And that means I ain't got to stay in this car tonight.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Do I love you? Hell yeah.
Right now? Yeah, I do.
Are you fine to me? Just what I've been looking for. So now, no sex. This is over, man.
Okay, hold it right there. Let's take a break. And when we come back, talk about that one.
All right,
okay.
Whatever.
All right. The subject is it time for me to move on? That is the subject of my letter today. Let's recap this letter. Subject, is it time for me to move on?
That's this 34 you old dude in a relationship, he lived with this woman for 2 years. They fiancé. She don't have sex with him no more. She dogs him. Points out all his flaws, don't hold his hand,
hits
and they
him.
Do not, and she hits him,
yeah.
Then hit him twice. These is hits right now. They're going to develop. They're going to grow. Just like feelings grow, so do ass whoopings.
They do.
They do. Mine grew as a child. My father made him a little bit more severe and more severe until I got it. See, everything grows. Ass whoopings going to grow. These ain't going to be hits in a minute. Now, she done beat you. And now she ain't having no sex with you.
Mm-mm. So no
now,
desire.
And you 34. And like I said, when I 34, I had to have sex. Mm-hmm. Even when I didn't want to. And a lot of times, I'm going to be just even more honest with you. Mm-hmm. I didn't make the decisions.
What made the decision?
My privates made the decision. It decided for me. You've often heard
answer.
Your mama say, why don't you think with the head on top of your neck? When you gonna use your big ass head to think?
Oh, God.
You ain't got room for a brain in it.
Okay, we get it.
Okay.
Let's move on.
So anyway, he's not having sex. This is over with. She don't have no desire to take sex.
But talk about...
We've been living together for the past 2 years. Talk about what?
She's not working.
Oh, I'm
he
getting that part right
bills.
Here. She does not work, so I'm responsible for all the bills. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I understand that, but, you know, if... She, you know, man, look, you finding something wrong right now. If she was... Look, a woman don't really have to work to validate herself. Homemakers are incredibly efficient and very much needed.
Yeah.
So I can't knock that part. Mm-hmm. But you mad at her because she ain't working out because she ain't giving you no cookie. Because mm-hmm. you're in here, you working for cookie. Right. See, let's throw this out here too. The reason we all go to work as men, mm-hmm. the reason we bathe and shower, the reason we go get any form of education, the mm-hmm. reason we iron our clothes, wear deodorant, mm-hmm. buy watches, mm-hmm. shine our shoes,
it's
for cookie. Now you're not getting no cookie, but she at the house eating.
Yeah.
Well, oh, and ain't having sex.
She's not cooking. I didn't take offense to that line.
What?
That she doesn't cook or breakfast or dinner anymore.
Well, you know, I don't give a damn if she cook yeah. either. She won't even cook breakfast or dinner no more. Why is you worrying about the food? You're not having sex. Let's just get back to that. Hell, what you got to eat for? You ain't working up no hunger. You ain't even got appetite. You ain't done nothing in weeks. I wouldn't even be hungry. Yeah. I bought her a new car, and I do the best I can to take care of her, and she won't even cook breakfast or dinner. She won't hold my hand in public, so hugging or kissing her on the cheek is out of the question. When we home together, she's constantly on her phone scrolling on social media, watching videos and looking at pictures. I'm only 34, but I feel that my happiness is passing away, slipping right through your fingers, player.
Yeah.
Slipping right through your fingers. All your happiness is tied up into this dried up, old stink, no working evil, slapping you ass whooping woman.
Right. Okay. I want to make sure I got everything.
Then he said, I would hate to leave her. What?
No. You got to get out.
What? You would hate to leave her.
She already left. What?
You like getting slapped. Mm. You like not having sex. You like buying cars and getting nothing in return. Mm. You like people that's on social media won't even let you kiss on the cheek or hold her hand. I would hate to leave. Hell, you ought to hate to stay.
Ooh, some woman would be happy to get this man.
Oh, man, they gonna get her. Since we are planning the wedding, I would hate to leave her since we planning the wedding. Wait a minute, hold on, man.
Whoa.
What are you marrying?
Exactly.
You finna marry this?
Uh-uh.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Stop. Bruh,
if you're not happy now, marriage does not make a person happy.
That's right.
Marriage is a completion. Mm-hmm. Marriage ain't the start of nothing. It's to complete something. You don't marry nobody to start to get happy. You marry somebody so you can finish being happy.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is about completion, man. It ain't about starting. You can start a family and all this here, but guess what, though? That's life altering.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot spend the rest of my night life like this. Well, you better not marry her.
Please don't. Stop those.
Is there anything I can do to get this relationship back on track? What relationship? Boy, she's slapping you. You ain't having sex. She ain't working. She driving the car. You can't kiss her. You can't hug her. You can't talk to her in public. She don't talk to you. You ain't having sex. You're 34. What is you doing? Because you got to be backed up, boy. You got to be right now. Your eardrums is hurting.
Is that what happened?
I had that happen one time.
Your eardrums started
hurting?
Yeah,
I went 6 weeks one time when I was in the church.
In your ear?
Yeah, my ears started.
Your ears? What do your ears have to do with it?
It's just pressure.
Oh, pressure. Yeah. The pressure.
It was like I was on a plane. The cabin pressure went down. My ears was, I hadn't had sex in 6 weeks. I was in my 30s. That can't happen. In your 30s, you don't know what to do. My eyes was getting big. Teeth were starting to hurt. But I had an earache all the time. And I was homeless. I had too much going on. I looked over on the headrest one time. I saw blood on it. My ears had started bleeding.
Oh, God.
That pressure was trying to come out somewhere. I was driving my car, man, just looking at anything, a billboard, a panty billboard, anything. I was just, woo, everything was exciting to me.
You're crazy.
Set up here, man, I used to get out the car and walk through the mall, just walk in the women's department, just walk past bras and panties. Just trying to find some type of relief.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.